Welcome to this Control Risks podcast. After an unexpectedly poor showing by the UK's governing Conservative Party in last Thursday's election, Prime Minister Theresa May has been working to patch together a government after losing her parliamentary majority. The new cabinet was formed over the weekend, and while talk of a leadership challenge is being smothered, there is still a lot of anger among Conservative MPs at how a decent majority and a big lead over the opposition was incinerated over the course of a short, chaotic campaign. With me is David Lee, senior Europe analyst here at Control Risks. David, we've got a new cabinet now, but is Theresa May safe yet?
Oh, far from it. There's loads of reports of very angry MPs, but they won't be as angry as the 30-odd MPs who aren't there anymore because they lost their seats. So there's a lot of anger among the people May represents the most closely, and she knows it. We think she's probably too seriously damaged to carry on long term, but once the cold light of day sets in, and it hasn't really yet, she'll have a while to sort things out before she has to go. And the cabinet reshuffle was probably the first step in that direction.
Of course, the big background piece to this whole saga is the Brexit negotiations, which are due to start any moment now. What does the new cabinet and the new political mood mean for these negotiations?
Well, first things first, we don't think it means that those negotiations won't start as planned on the 19th of June. We think that certainly the first meeting, probably the first few meetings, will go ahead, but they might not get a lot further than that. If we look at the cabinet first, not a great deal's changed. Most of the main office holders remain in place. Michael Gove, a prominent Leave campaigner, comes back in as probably a means of uniting the party after the occasionally brutal leadership campaign last year. But to us, the most significant thing is the appointment of Damien Green as First Secretary of State. That's effectively Deputy Prime Minister, and it's a role May was adamant she didn't need when she took over last year. Green is a long-standing ally of May. He's got no leadership ambitions of his own. He's liked by most people within the Conservative Party, but he's not loved by very many. Obviously, he's not hated by very many either. His elevation looks slightly odd until you realise he's the ideal caretaker if May has to step aside and organise a leadership election. All those things go in his favour there. We think the early meetings with the EU will still take place, as I say, but an adjournment while the UK sorts its leadership out remains likely. Personally, May's no longer got the authority to lead a confrontational negotiation process of the sort she was talking about all the way through the election campaign and all the way before that. But we doubt very much that this is the end for hard Brexit. The next leader could easily be someone more committed to that than May was. So it's too early to say how this shakes out in terms of the UK government's attitude to Brexit, but it should at least be the end for the awful "no deal's better than a bad deal" slogan that May repeated so often.
So are we looking really now at make do and mend for a few months and an election in the autumn? And what does this mean for business?
Pretty much, though, while we still think the election could be this year, it might now be a bit further away, perhaps around this time next year. The Conservatives are aware they can't fight another election with May in charge, so if they don't have a leadership election, they're going to have to carry on. The other force against that is the fact that the Democratic Unionists from Northern Ireland are supporting the Conservatives for the foreseeable future, and that can't really go on forever. Their hardline Christian-influenced policies are not really going to fly with the remainder of the British electorate. And so that's going to be a difficult position for the Conservatives to extend beyond a few months. Quite apart from that, the peace process in Northern Ireland remains stalled and the Democratic Unionists are a big player there. So quite how the UK government can claim to be an independent facilitator of the negotiations to restart the Northern Ireland institutions while being supported by the DUP in the UK Parliament, not sure about that.
What does this mean for business going forward?
Well, it's obviously a cliche that business doesn't like uncertainty. Now they've got more uncertainty than they've had for years. There's no clear idea of where the UK is going. There's still considerable enthusiasm for hard Brexit among the Conservative Party. Even if we look to the opposition, the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, the leader, and John McDonnell, the Shadow Chancellor, both advocate leaving on fairly similar terms to the ones that Theresa May envisaged. However, they do want to dress it up in we should have a Brexit for jobs and a Brexit that favours the British people, which doesn't really mean very much either. So in terms of the certainty for business, we're no further on than where we were. And I do think that the political instability that's started to affect the UK in the last 5-6 years, probably the whole of this decade so far, is starting to set in and become chronic, and that's not a good thing for businesses looking to make location decisions or investment decisions over the next few years. So those businesses that we've seen prominently in the media discussing whether they might want to relocate in the post-Brexit vote, if not quite post-Brexit environment that we're in at the moment, I think we're going to see a lot more of those. I think we're going to see people making clear decisions over the next couple of years, when before they've just kind of thrown the idea out there to see what happens. So it's not a good time for business, and it's not a good time for people choosing to make investment decisions in the UK.
All right, David Lee, Senior Europe Analyst here at Control Risks. We'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you, and thanks for listening to this Control Risks podcast. Bye for now.